Saturday. All right, you're in the hang zone.
Yeah.
On a Monday.
Back.
So, things go viral, as Norm would say, for all sorts of reasons.
Do you have a today in Twitter?
I do.
Okay.
Do you have one?
It's not Ricky Schroeder and Scott Baio, is it?
No, it's not.
Did you guys see that over the weekend?
Yeah, and that's a tough one, man.
Child star Ricky Schroeder was...
That's a tough one, because...
yelling at a Costco employee for making him wear a mask. And then Scott Baio weighed in. And the best thing, of course, is comments.
Oh, sure. Always.
And the thing with Scott Baio, and I don't know if this hits as hard with you guys as it does with me, but people just calling him, saying, hey, Chachi, that's not a law, or what, just calling him Chachi.
Yeah.
Because he was Chachi on Happy Days, like 50 years ago. It was forever ago.
Yeah.
But now he considers himself to be a, you know, a well-rounded, but he's just put down by being called Chachi.
It's one of those gigs that you would think you could probably live off of, but it's going to be the immediate roast for the rest of your life.
But he was also Charles in Charge, but no one refers to him as Charles.
Cool, Chachi.
Yeah, good story, Chachi.
Now, the Ricky Schroeder thing is just unfortunate because I'm a huge Lonesome Dove fan.
And was Ricky Schroeder in that?
He was Newt. He was Carl's son. It's a tough one. No, my today in Twitter had to do with humans fighting animals. So somebody actually did this study. They actually surveyed hundreds of Americans and broke down this survey based on 34 different animals, male, female, humans. What do you think you could take in a fight? Unarmed.
So you're picking an animal like, what kind of animal, like cow?
Let's start with grizzly bear, where 6% of women and 7% of men said, yeah, I got this.
Okay. Well, maybe your Cajun cousins or whoever.
I think they would actually be the people who would 100%.
They understand the nature.
Right.
Like, but wasn't afraid to hop in the water next to a gator. Well, I guess she's been around gators and knows how they act.
Exactly. I think that's really more of a play of knowing that they're not going to come get you. And if they do, you're in trouble. Crocodile, 10% of men, 8% of women said, good to go.
What's more dangerous, the gator or the croc?
I don't really know. But I would...
like they're different, right?
I would,
I'm
that's
sure
correct,
that.
Yeah. I mean, gators are only here. The U.S., the Southeast, I believe. So, like, some of those crocodiles you see, you know, and...
are crocodiles here?
Yeah, both are here, but I'm just saying, I believe gators are indigenous only to the American Gulf.
All right.
But, like, you know, those crocodiles you see in, like, on nature shows from, like, Africa, those things are much, much larger than an alligator.
Nile crocodiles are generally considered to be much more aggressive than American alligators or American crocodiles.
Yeah, and I think they're bigger, too.
Are you reading Wikipedia?
Yeah, I wanted to know the answer.
Okay. You said that as if you were
very authoritative.
A professor, yeah.
22%.
No, I minored in crocodiles.
22% of men who took this survey said, chimpanzee, got it. Now, we just told you about Nim Chimpsky, who ripped his human mother's face off.
Yeah, it's an age thing. If the chimp is small, I could probably get it. Maybe, I don't know.
No chance. No chance.
Yeah, they always say chimp strength. Remember we used to say that about Norm's intern?
Yeah.
The beat up TC?
Might have been a bit of a euphemism. King Cobra. 23% of men who took this survey said, I got it. That means one in four dudes that you run into on the street think that they could beat a king cobra in a fight.
Well, my landscaping guy who took care of that copperhead last week...
he had a shovel.
I'd still put him ahead of me on being able to handle it.
Yeah, but I mean... At the bottom of this, we get to the more interesting element of it, because 74% of males and 64% of females said house cat. Now, I'm not a cat guy. I've never really been around cats for an extended period of time, but I was around two of them this weekend. I can't take a cat.
Really?
I don't think so.
Are they declawed?
No.
I would think no.
If you could get a nice kick in on it, you could probably kill it or break half its ribs, but
jeez,
what if it attaches itself to your foot, though? Could you see that happening?
Yeah,
you,
maybe.
You think you just drilled one and then basically the cat ices the kicker? You're in trouble?
No, I'd rather take on a poodle, a toy poodle. I could definitely beat up Bodhi. Although you were afraid when he grabbed your pizza.
60% of people said medium-sized dog, or 60% of males, 30% of females, because they're smarter than we are. 60% of people said medium-sized dog. That's like a 40-pound dog with, you know, teeth in its mouth. You are not beating a 40-pound dog in a fight. If you threaten that thing, it's going to come get you. And you're going to have a problem on your hands. And blood.
I don't know. I think 60% of guys could take it. Again, I couldn't. Because once I got bit, then I'd curl up.
But I think most...
But a lot of guys fight through pain.
You fight through through pain until your hands are covered in blood.
Like, you don't think... I don't know. Any generic Dallas Maverick could take a 40-pound dog. I think they could.
Yes, I do think a pro athlete could probably handle it because they're used to fight or flight.
60% of all adult males are pro athletes.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah, that's why the salaries are such as they are.
So on this list, you can only take out a rat, is what you're saying,
dude?
I wouldn't take a rat.
I don't know if I can deal with a rat.
What's wrong with you?
76% of men who respond to this said rat. Good to go. 68% of females, which I've never met one of them. So that's
no, they don't exist.
68% of women who responded to this said...
Yeah, they'd be up on the kitchen table.
Right.
The broom. Screaming.
Right. Waiting for me to rescue them.
How about hamster? Is that in there?
No, hamster's not on here.
Okay, you could definitely do that.
But
just with a pair of high heels.
I do think it's an... yeah. It's an interesting just window into the human psyche of we generally overrate ourselves in every single way. Don't you think? Mentally, physically.
Yes, and it's
like
different.
The human being thinks that it's capable of a lot more than it is.
Isn't this like the polling before Trump got the presidency too?
Go on.
You say things that you don't really believe. The polling had Trump losing the presidency.
Right.
And then, but people knew they were going to vote for him. But they were telling the pollster that I'm going to not vote for him. And then in this, you're like, yeah, I could take it. You just want to look like a man. But in your heart, you probably know I'm not that much of a man. We are men enough to admit that we're not men.
That's interesting.
Where I think a lot of people are not.
That could be the case. That's a very old political science adage, divorced even from Trump, just that people are less honest with their answers than they are in the actual booth. So you're right about that. However, I'm not really sure who you're impressing by saying you could beat up a chimp. Like, do you think that the woman on the other end is like, oh, swoon. What an impressive guy. I don't know.
Well, it's I think most guys would say, I know how to change the oil. Are you kidding? Of course I can. But in their head, they're like, I don't know what I'd do. I don't even know where it is. Like, what would I do?
That brings us to another interesting question. In the event that there is a compound this year, are you finally going to pay off what you've been telling me for 5 years you're going to pay off? Do you know about this, Blake?
No.
Dan claims that with sticks, he can start a fire.
I know Dan is fire guy.
There you go.
Come on, big boy.
Blake just confirmed it.
Don't you think now is the time?
Yeah. I bet Dan could do that.
Like right now?
This year.
Oh.
What's all the the Dan doing things where just Dan has to pay off and no one else. Like, if we end up going to cowboy camp, I don't get to go to Spencer McKenzie's.
You hung him out there.
Jake has a beard.
That's right.
Yeah, but there was a thing on the other side. If Jake had lost that, Bob would have a beard.
Well, I don't think I can start a fire with just sticks.
It's
you
because,
say you can.
I think I can because of the amount of times that I've seen the movie Castaway.
It's a very good reason.
I saw the director's commentary.
And that's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've seen it probably half a dozen times.
Yeah. That's a
fully,
lot.
The whole thing. And it's my favorite part is when he's first trying to, you know, get acclimated to the island and has to actually start a fire. So I'm pretty sure I can do that.
Well, set something up.
All right, let's do it.
If you want something on the other side of it.
Let's do it.
Okay. And you can't.
First of all, we have to have a compound.
That's true.
Don't know if that's going to happen.
But if it does, you set something up.
Whoa!
What?
If I can start a fire.
Oh, here he goes. He's got a Spencer McKenzie's angle.
Yeah.
How'd you know?
Let's do it.
What do you mean,
let's
how did
it.
I know?
Are you in?
Yeah. If you can start a fire with just sticks, I'll allow you out of the Spencer McKenzie's.
Because then this is another bet with nothing on the other side.
Right.
But now there's something on the other side.
It's a radio program.
And it helps the show.
Look at him.
And it helps my belly.
Why did you go full Southern right there? All right, coming up next, let's keep seshing up. We have a lot of NFL
my
stuff
belly.
To get to. My belly on the ticket.